All right, well, this is episode 2 of Space Station Podcast, man. I got Majin James on today. You know, there's a lot to talk about, man. Tell me more about yourself. Tell the people what you do, you know.
Oh, I don't do shit except breathe.
The usual. That's all we all do. At the end of the day, we all the same. You know, at the end of the day, we all the fucking same, man. That's the crazy part. Like, people try to put up so many walls and labels and all this type of shit, and at the end of the day, it's like we do the same shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, some people just take shits and sleep better than others. You know, I will say that.
Yeah, we can say that, man. Shit. Anything to be lit one leg up, I guess, you know. That's the mentality of some people, bro. Like,
but, so yeah, man. You tell me, what's today's topic, man?
Today, there's a lot that's happened this week. I wanted to go in on this Jay-Z thing. What's your opinion on it? That whole situation?
Oh, man. Oh, so shout out to all the fellow Jehovah's Witnesses out there. My opinion on that is it's business. Like,
okay.
And it's like the core foundation of business. Right now, the promotion with it is the people. Like, right. if this was something, like, they wouldn't even invited cameras into that situation if they didn't think it was something that people would be interested in. Right now, all we know about the deal is he's producing halftime spots for the NFL. That's the clear. The emotional factor is, oh, Colin Kaepernick's not invited to the table. Did he talk to Colin? Wasn't he in support of the kneeling? So on and so forth. Now, I want to talk about the emotional side.
Okay.
Like I told niggas off rip, fuck Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
He was not good. Like, he's not good. Michael Vick got arrested for fucking dog fighting, and he was back on the field. This has nothing to do with this man's job. It had everything to do with this man not being good at his job and doing extracurriculars while on his job. Like, that's just a clear cut. Police brutality in the NFL have nothing to do with one another.
Right.
Nothing. Absolutely. Right. So Jay-Z, being the businessman that he is, he literally took advantage. Yeah, does it sound? You know, motherfuckers don't understand. Like, your boss, you be clocking in, like, not you in particular, but just speaking in general.
Right, in general, yeah.
Motherfuckers clock in every day, and your boss, if you knew what was going on behind the scenes and your boss's business dealings of the nigga who cuts your paycheck, you motherfuckers would be way more outraged than this. Like, this is business. Motherfuckers be right. Like, oh, they did him wrong. No, he didn't do his job well. And he got paid more money off the field than he was on the field. He got tight. Him and his little girlfriend, Nessa, working at Hot 97, that whole propaganda machine, they tight because Jay got a bigger check than he did. Y'all heroes settled for $10 million, which after taxes, he's bringing home less than five. He settled for less than $5 million when he used the plight of his people that he want to claim his black side when he realized he made money out of it. He used the plight of his people and he got pennies out the situation. Now he signed an NDA. Everyone's wondering, yo, what is Colin feel? How come Colin's not saying? He's not legally allowed to say no.
Right.
So back in the day when we actually had black heroes like Malcolm X, you think the government ain't trying to pay that nigga off?
They actually did some recording of Malcolm, and he turned that shit down. Like,
he turned it down because he's a man of conviction. Colin Kaepernick is not a nigga of conviction. He's a bitch ass nigga. So
and the thing about it, he's not even black. He's like Arab or some shit, right? Or he's mixed.
He's mixed, but you know, I have a theory. You know what I mean? Granted, I'm not sure if he came out of a white vagina or a black vagina, but half of him, he was adopted. So he grew up He was the token Negro in high school. He was the mulatto dude. He looked exotic. They catered to him. He went to basketball camps. He got the scholarships, and he just made it. And he's not no John Elway. He ain't no Michael Vick. He ain't no Brett Favre. He ain't no Peyton Manning. He ain't Deion Sanders. He's not a nigga who's good at
sports. And this sport. Thing, too, like, it's hella people who've been, you know, protesting the same thing. I mean, other actual black people, like, they do this shit 24/7. It's just he hit the spotlight and he looks excited, like you said, and black people run behind him. But it's like, it's people in your own neighborhood who doing the same shit. Y'all shit on him all day. But because he has a platform, I guess, and, you know, it's, oh, he's a savior. Like, this dude really didn't do shit. I think the kneeling thing is a submissive protest. And it's lazy. It's like, if you really want to do some shit, get in the streets and organize some shit. Don't go to every fucking game and just kneel. Like, that shit's not going to get us nowhere. So, I understand what Jay was saying. Like, we got to get, you know, part of it is we have to actually take action. Submissive, symbolic protests are not going to get us anywhere. I mean, they still shooting motherfuckers right now. So, what did the kneeling help with? You see what I'm saying? It didn't help with shit. Other than getting separate publicity and shit, you know?
Pretty much. Like, he's cool now. Like, he got the magazine covers. He was not on a single magazine cover when he was just on the field.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I just look at it. At the end of the day, it's all business. And to prove the business acquiescence, Jay plays smart. Like, for example, I'll use this analogy right quick. Let's say you got a pop-in club owner and promoter, right? The club is, you know, the club is the club. You know what I mean? It's doing its numbers. It's doing this thing like it was for years. You come around. Hey, yo, you do a party with that club. All right, cool. They realize they got more people paying attention now. All right. Now that club tries to cut you out. They're doing their thing, really. They think they don't need you again. Oh, you don't need me? All right, cool. You go to another spot. You bring attention to that spot. You bring that other spot money. And whilst you're bringing that other spot money, you're shitting on that club. People start leaving that club. That club is losing business. It's losing a lot of shit. Then all of a sudden, that club hits you back up like, yo, look, man, we need you. We losing money. We losing business. You want to come? All right. Now we not doing no event deal. I'm the only one who could do events in that motherfucker. All right. Say less. We'll pay you what you want. And that's all it was with Jay-Z. He got the NFL to its lowest point, shitting on them in records, telling other people to not do it. And if you go against what I'm saying, I'm going to make you look crazy. He told Travis Scott, don't perform, Travis. He told Big Boi, don't perform. He made his little media runs on how they're racist and all of this just to come back. And now he the only nigga who could set up some shit for the Super Bowl halftime. That shit is genius. Right.
And it's like, well, a lot of people feeling away now because they feel like, oh, he snaked me. He, you know what I'm saying? He did the shit. But, like, it was up to you to listen to this dude or not. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z's not God. I mean, he's not in control of your fucking life. I mean, Jermaine Dupri, you don't have to listen to him. Travis Scott, you don't have to listen to this dude. You know, you made a choice.
And he did. And look at this. Travis is such an idiot. He did it anyway, but then donated half of his earnings to a charity. He made the NFL donate half his earnings to a charity, which now the NFL in turn spent less money because all charity donations are a fucking tax write-off. So he's an idiot. Like, everything about that whole situation is just like, it's business, and I don't take personal offense because I don't like football. I watch the Super Bowl. I'm not following fucking football.
Exactly. That's the biggest day. That's when everybody come to sit and watch the bullshit. I don't fuck with it either. Any sport, even, you know, in NBA, I don't watch one of the finals.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Here we go. I only watch the finals. Like, I'm not.
I'm not tuning in every fucking whatever the time they play the shit, every week, whatever. I don't have time like that. So when the big shit pop, I'm going to come up and show up and, you know, see what's going on. But it's just a game, you know, at the end of the day. I think a lot of people put too much into these quote-unquote celebrities, and they idolize them in a way when they make certain personal moves, they feel betrayed. And it's like, you can't live vicariously through these people. You know, whether you like it or not, you have to live your life. You know, Jay-Z got $1 billion. That $1 billion is not in your bank account. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's in his fucking bank account. And what he does not affect you personally. I mean, culturally, it could affect it because, you know, he has a hand in, you know, dealing with the NFL. We're signing him. We have to perform in it, you know, Super Bowl or whatnot. But past that, I mean, it shouldn't hurt us. Like, it shouldn't be this fucking big of a deal. You see what I'm saying?
It's only made such a big deal because that is the issue, is people idolize these motherfuckers. Like me, I like the message. I've grown past the messenger. We talking about a nigga who shot his own brother and sold his own mom crack. Damn. So yeah, like I'm a fan of the music. I love Jay-Z's music. He's the reason why I make music. So it's just like at the end of the day, I'm not gonna, the actions are the actions. Like you wanna idolize motherfuckers who've done horrible things. You can appreciate the art, you can appreciate the message. The person, I'm cool off of the person.
Right.
That's it. Like, you know, and that's the main issue, is that these people, they want something to talk about too. Now, I'll even get to the news and the vloggers. If none of this stuff popped off, all of these motherfuckers have made money off of ads on YouTube and breaking this story. Oh,
right.
This Jay-Z that.
Right.
Jay-Z ain't give me no money. Jay-Z owes me bread. Jay-Z snake.
Damn, that shit on him, bro. I seen an interview he did with No Jumper or some shit. He was like, everybody know Jay-Z ain't shit. I'm like, damn. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's still bitter from the past, but I think it's some truth to that shit, you know, but... we don't know their personal, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. We do, and just because the personal is out there, like, I'll never talk about some shit that wasn't on record or hasn't
came
off on a certain cross media that people have confirmed. Like, these niggas are confirmed to have sex with the same women, go after the same women. Becky with the good hair was Rachel Roy, who's Dame Dash's ex-wife. And Jay was smanging her on the side.
That's some weird ass shit too. That's some weird ass shit. Just like with Aaliyah. And I think Dame tried to come at Beyonce. And they had to stop. You know, they wouldn't never let Beyonce around Dame or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Jay was protecting an investment, and on top of that, it's like y'all would share women. That's that Illuminati shit anyway. But now trickling down to regular niggas. Regular niggas be fucking the same bitches too, and it's just. Disgusting, bro.
The culture like, fucked up, bro. The mentality right now is like anything goes. Ain't no real morality. All this shit is gone. Integrity. So, I mean, where does this culture go? This part of the reason I wanted to make a podcast like this, because we have to look forward to our future. Like, where are we going to be at 20, 30 years from now? You see what I'm saying? Like, go ahead.
I'll tell you exactly where we're going to be. We're going to be in hell. All of this stuff, like, when it comes to testing everyday people and citizens, right?
Right.
We used to have, as far as the art form, let's bring it to music. Music is the king of all professions here.
Okay.
You would hear love songs about, baby, I did wrong. Take me back. I know I messed up. You the only woman for me. You're the best thing. Like, these are these messages from like the 50s, 60s, 70s. Right. And then all of a sudden, there's this, I love this man's girl. I need multiple girls. I'm fucking this person's girl. Your girl, your girl, your girl. I cheated on my girl. I did. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is where the culture is going to, because here's how that demonic circle works. We are going to test you first. If you have the capacity to fuck your best friend's girl, you might also have the capacity to steal from someone. You have the capacity to steal from someone, and then you have the capacity to kill for something.
For something, right. Exactly.
And then if you already killed, all right, we notice you have this capacity for sexual escapades. Maybe we can get you an orgy. If you're down to fuck multiple,
you just down for whatever. There's no fucking boundary. There's no crossing the line. So at that point, you're just a vessel for whatever the fuck.
There you go.
And corporate America is to blame. I mean, it started with gangster rap. It influenced our music, and our music is our culture. And this shit poisoned generations now. And now we're here in 2019, 2020, and it's like, I mean, shit. I don't know, bro. Like, I'm at the point I want to just leave the fucking country. But the thing about it, I listen to this artist Techno, and I just seen his like, fucking American. I'm like, bro, y'all just stay who you are. I'm trying to lead this bitch, and they you know what I mean? I'm like, bro, just be you, you know, because I'm trying to lead this shit, and they don't understand because they not hear the madness. They seeing it on TV and they think it's flashy, but it's like that shit is not. It's detrimental to you culturally. And I don't want Africa to lose their culture trying to follow nigga shit. You see what I'm saying?
Now, here's the rules, bro. Like, because I like devil's advocate. That's my favorite game to play because right and wrong, everything is subjective. But at the end of the day, your gut feeling is your gut feeling. This country was based off of witchcraft and sacrifice. So we have to realize where we came. If we understand where we came from, then we understand where exactly where we're going, right? So we came from. These motherfuckers said they left Europe for religious freedom, right?
Right.
What religion were they talking about? They never say that.
Nah.
The religion they were talking about was witchcraft. The pilgrims literally look like witches from head to toe. Thanksgiving was a sacrifice ritual. We were doomed the moment we stepped foot on this motherfucker.
Right.
This place is hell.
Right.
This place is hell. That's it. Like, there's everything has been built up. It's convenient to capitalism. So even like when the LGBT stuff, all throughout the month of June, boom.
Right.
Business was booming for that fucking rainbow.
Damn. Yeah.
Business was booming because they don't care. Like, when you remember growing up in the 90s, bro. I want to ask you, was it awkward for you in class during Black History Month?
No, because I've always, even when I was little, I always had a disposition for the normal shit. So, like, even when I was little, I was in church and I used to mock the preacher. I never fuck with church. So when it came to like school and Black history, I was drawn to that. My favorite subject in school was fucking social studies and history.
Yeah.
So since then, it was like I always was drawn to that, even though I know it was more to the story. That's why I'm at this point now, because I was always searching for more and more and more. They only told us a little bit about Black history, and then when they told us it was MLK, you know, Rosa Parks, the diet shit. So I first seen Malcolm X. I always fuck with Malcolm X from that point on, you know what I'm saying, because I liked his position.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I always was a Malcolm X dude. So I was always this person, so that took me to where I am now, and I started discovering my history and where we come from and the facts versus the bullshit and who's who and why they prop certain people up in front of us and why they don't prop certain people up in front of us. And once you learn that game, it's like, okay, I get this shit. I know how to play this shit now. I know how to shuffle my cards. I know how to play. But a lot of people still, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, so now, so you have an idea, right?
Yes.
I bring up the Black History thing because I went to a pretty much diverse school in Rockland County, New York, Valley College, right? Where I was maybe one out of three Black kids in the class. Others were white, Indian, Asian, and a plethora, right? During Black History Month, as soon as the word Martin Luther King was said by the teacher, everybody in class looked at my Black.
Right.
So I bring this up because of the singling out. There aren't that many gay people. There aren't that many trans people. So now that whole pattern, all right, the Black thing has ran its course. We're done. Niggas is not cool no more. We're on to the next thing.
The next oppressed group.
There we go. We're going to make money off of y'all. And now you bringing up, thank you for bringing up the Black leaders and stuff like that, because one thing I found out is any Black leader that is still alive from the 70s and the 80s, all of them niggas have their federal informants. All of them.
Crazy.
There are no Black leaders. They're right. literally dead. The ones, they popped Martin Luther King after he started fighting for the common man. They're like, whoa, hold on, nigga.
We need
you to convince these niggas
to move out
the country and to get integrated. Cool, good job. Right. Now you're talking about getting them real money. Hold your roll. Like, stop.
Right. So from, like, it was always the same. So their agenda is strict agenda. They don't want certain shit. And we thinking we had these black leaders in all of the time, the whole time, where they were fucking informers and it was a part of the damn American government for their agenda. You see what I'm saying? So we have to come to understand what is our agenda now. Where do we go now? I don't even want to say as a people, but as individuals, because I feel like, you know.
I know. All right, I'm gonna answer your question and the unanswered question too at the same time. As far as that in particular, the black leaders are just easily bought. This is the issue now. Remember, we were just talking about, all right, we're testing your resolve for evil. So going back to that, these niggas were only paid a couple $100 to pop Malcolm X.
Crazy.
This is the issue here, is people without conviction. So let's say you can start off pure and on the right path, like, yeah, I'm not going down for this. You're not going. Then they catch you in the midst. Yo, maybe you can get this fancy car. Maybe we can get you to do this. You know what? We're going to get you to go sleep with this underage girl because we need something on you if you want to kind of further getting your things. So now the message is clear. You said it a couple minutes ago. We need to get out. It has nothing. This country is already hell. This country was made. This country was
for
already
our
made.
Destruction, for our downfall. Yes. Right.
There you go. Jordan Peele said it best. Get out of the U.S. Both of them.
Right. And niggas not really picking it up. They not. They just thinking it's entertainment. It's never just entertainment. They don't put millions of dollars behind shit just to entertain your ass. It's an agenda. Know that every fucking time. A lot of people, ain't that deep. It's that fucking deep, bro, and deeper. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the whole point, bro. Like, artistically, because I could talk about both of those two movies all day, but just to sum it up, like, everyone who gets into that realm of Hollywood doesn't care what you do and or say as long as it makes Hollywood money. Trust me.
Right.
The first movie, it kind of pushed a leftist agenda in the sense of, they look at us as oppressed. I will never say that I'm oppressed. I'm going to tell you why. Because for me to acknowledge white people as my oppressors,
you're giving them too much power, right?
Yeah, hell no. Right. Them niggas is pussy. Like, I'm from New York. Like, a white person will cross the street and they see more than two black people. Fuck, I look like that person oppressing me.
I mean, the thing about it, this is what racism is at the end of the day. To me, racism is the ability to control somebody's economic power. If I can control your fucking money, that's racism. That's power. If I don't have that fucking power, say if I had the power to tell white people where to fucking live, where not to live, that would be being, then I would have the power. You can say that's racism or prejudice. But the thing about it is they created the structure for them to be, financially. Yeah, that's the whole thing. They take your resources. You know, they can't fuck with us physically, so they do shit that's like on paper. They do shit like mind games. It's self-hatred. So if I can get you to hate your fucking self, I don't have to do shit to you. You can still with my ass, but as long as I got you niggas still hating yourself and you still... That's white... I feel like I was saying, black people are the biggest white supremacists. Because it's a mental thing. White supremacy is a mentality. It's an illusion. It's like the Wizard of Oz. You ever seen the Wizard of Oz at the end of the movie? It's this little ass dude behind the microphone and shit. That's what white supremacy is. And a lot of black people don't understand that shit. That's all this shit is, an illusion. Once we all come to terms about that, we'll take this bitch over.
Well, Trust me, I subscribe to some of what you said. And back to Devil's Advocate, I don't believe in any of that shit, in a sense where I can't be bought, I can't be coerced into believing. Like, I grew up in the hood. I've lived in the suburbs. I've lived in other states, countries, so I'm well versed. And I'll tell you one thing. White is a club. It is not a race.
Right.
And if you watch Gangs of New York, very well, great movie, because you had French niggas beefing, you had Spanish niggas beefing, English people beefing, Dutch niggas beefing, Irish niggas beefing, Scottish niggas beefing, you had German niggas beefing all in New York.
They was on a tribal shit. Yeah, they was on a tribal shit. Yeah.
So here's what happened. White became a club of who they wanted to let in. It had nothing to do. These crackers still hate each other. Not every person is in that club. That is the okie doke right here.
Right.
Blacks, a lot of people don't know, not all blacks the same. There's actually six different types of black people in the world. There were black people in this country that owned and traded slaves on some Django shit.
Right.
This is what people don't understand. That movie, I love that movie because there's a lot of things that people kind of glossed over. He said it himself. You want me to play a black slaver? There ain't nothing lower than a black slaver.
Right.
People, slaves are considered property. So if you came over this country as not a slave, which many black people did, they came over this country like anybody else.
Right.
They sold and traded black people. We not... Yeah. That's the okie doke, bro. That is the disconnect. Because you're always going to have those niggas. Like, even Abraham Lincoln, you can, please, whoever's listening to this, please Google this. There were propaganda magazines out in the 1800s that proved that this man was black. Abraham Lincoln was a mulatto. And not by mixed with black and white. Mulattoes are actually one of the six different types of black people, being told. Mulatto became a slang term for black and white just because black and white people made that same reflection. But no, you had your Moors, you had your mulattoes, and you had your blacks in the Ivory Coast.
Right.
These mulattoes were trading slaves. That's why this nigga got into office. He didn't give a fuck about slaves.
Nah.
He's an uppity ass nigga.
Yeah, it was a business thing, bro. Yeah, it wasn't about this shit. And they try to write it off, oh, he was fighting for the slaves. And nah, bro. He was racist as fuck, too. He didn't give a fuck about niggas. Like,
yeah, and he was in he was a nigga himself. That is the disconnect for today. There are still blacks out there who think they are better than other blacks. This didn't start because, slavery made this system. No! Slavery didn't create that system. Niggas created that system. Why do you think... Yeah. Niggas went to Africa and bought niggas on them boats. You're not going to go up in my home if I let you go up in my home.
I'm going to say this. The whole Africa thing. So, yeah. So, the Portuguese, when they first came to the shores of Africa, they didn't come in with the fucking guns. So, they came in. They were strategic with this shit. They slept with the black women. They raped them, whatever, kidnapped them, made little mulatto babies. This process took at least for 2 or 3 centuries to break this fucking African system down. So you have to create this buffer zone, the mulatto. So you get a mulatto special privileges. Then that mulatto can easily infiltrate their society and start to break down their fucking, their norms, the cultural norms. Then we can start kidnapping niggas and come in with the guns. Because they knew they would get their ass whooped, they came straight in with the gun, so they had to be strategic. So in this whole thing about they just came in to kidnapped us. No, we have to do more reading. Have you ever read The Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams?
Oh no, I don't read books. They're just propaganda machines.
But this fucking book is heavy, bro. It's heavy. I'm gonna say this. Any fucking book, if you don't read anything else, read this fucking book. The Destruction of Black Civilization, it breaks all this shit down. But I want to get back to you. You know, you were saying there's six different versions of black people. I want to hear more of that shit. So you say we got the ones in North America. You know, we had Blackamoors. You got, the Africans. And then we got even blacks in Southeast Asia.
That's another thing, too. Google this or YouTube this. Type in indigenous black people of Japan.
Okay,
bro. These niggas are darker and have more curlier hair than you and I. These, my friend, he used to tell me this. This is why I don't fuck with books, because they're propaganda. I fuck with people. I don't, right. People are my books.
Right.
He used to come to school. He was very chink-eyed. He was very dark-skinned and chink. And
right.
So he used to go around like, yo, bro, I'm not black, I'm Chinese. He would say that. Niggas used to get on him all the time. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? And he showed me a photo of his grandmother. I was like, yo, why is she? Yo, she dark as hell, and that's a Chinese woman. And then I did my YouTube research. The white Chinese keep all of the black Chinese up in the mountains.
That shit crazy. Well,
and that's what I'm talking about. Like, if any book I would read is medical books, because there's this. You can't say that blacks are the first people on the planet, right? And them not be anywhere else, right?
Right.
That, you get what I'm saying? Because that mathematically doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so, we migrated every fucking way, bro. We was seafaring and all that shit. They don't talk about that, you know?
And that's my whole point. The same in China, the same in Japan. The reason why even the Kuro Toriyama and Dragon Ball Z, my favorite show, right? The Saiyans are wacky.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly. Yeah, and I always felt that way. Yeah.
Every nigga felt that way. That's why we had an attachment to that shit.
Like, right, it's subliminal. It's subliminal. The monkey thing, it's some racist shit in there, but they telling you about yourself and the struggle of the Saiyans, and they blew up their world and they had to escape and all this shit. They had to keep their culture alive. That's us. You know, we defending our shit.
And
we
had
to defend our culture. Yeah.
Here's where the tail thing came from. My mom told me she worked with this Chinese lady back in the late 90s, right? At her job, she was a PR, right? So
okay.
The lady used to look at her, like, her lower waist constantly. So one time she stopped her and was like, yo, why are you always staring at, like, my mom, like, behind me and all of that? She was just like, I'm sorry, I apologize. I was taught growing up that black people had tails.
Wow.
Now here's where, so now, Akira Toriyama, who is Japanese, he wanted to make a Chinese-inspired anime character. So Dragon Ball Z is created by Japan, but of Chinese culture. So where Goku came from was Sun Wukong. He is the Monkey King.
Okay.
Sun Wukong was the character who, what's it called? He had the audacity to challenge the gods. That's why you see this whole Dragon Ball Super arc with Beerus and all this extra shit. Goku is Sun Wukong. So now, moving on, they believed all of the indigenous Chinese black people who are in those mountains today, and like I said, those listening, please YouTube this. Just type in indigenous Chinese people, and you will see a bunch of black faces. And
shit crazy, man.
They believed, that's how racist the white Chinese were. They believed they turned into monkeys during a full moon. And that's why they keep them up in the mountains. Yes. And that's why Goku, he lived on Mount Pals, away from civilization, just like they keep the blacks in Japan and China today in the mountains.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. It's all, like I said, I talk to people, man. Like, I don't like books because books can be interpreted to anything. If I see video proof, and I see that we have too much video proof today. You can look up weather machines. Niggas be like, oh, it's global warming. I'm like, it's not really global warming. These crackers are just controlling the weather. NASA has weather machines.
Yeah,
you can YouTube it. Oh,
I seen that shit. But it's like, the thing about it is a lot of people don't like to believe what's in front of their eyes. It's too great. They choose to believe certain things. And that leads me into this. Extraterrestrials. You know, a lot of people say our origin, if you research a lot about Kemet and, you know, why they align the pyramids to the Osiris constellation. The Sirius constellation, they say we come from Sirius B. You know, then the Dogon tribe also says the same thing. We originated from Sirius B as a people. So when they say we came from Africa, cool, but we did migrate and populate the world way before a white person came out of the caves, you know. And the thing about that is, they are the ones who were born with fucking tails. That's the crazy thing.
And you know? here's this, right?
You know the old saying. That's why I love cliches, because they're usually true, and I love stereotypes, they're usually true. When they say that, I know you are, but what am I? Right. Let's use that little childhood comeback.
Right.
You call us monkeys, yet your medical books literally dictate that Caucasoids are composed of dog, pig, and monkey DNA. Yeah, we're the monkeys. Right.
Yeah, but see, a lot of blacks know that shit. A lot of us don't know that shit. Yeah, and that's the problem.
We read into the wrong things. That's the issue. It's like, told you, I don't fuck with history, but history was my favorite subject too until I realized they dropped a new book, like a mixtape, every year.
Yeah.
Every year. How do you change some shit that y'all already wrote about?
It's to control the narrative, bro. Like, we have to control you somehow. But the thing about it, it's a gift and a curse, because a lot of kids don't even fucking pay attention to history, you know, in school. Like, they didn't give a fuck about history. Niggas was on PE, they like computer class, maybe math. So they skipped a lot of their bullshit, but I had enough driving interest in it to research real shit. But it's up to us to put this information out, so the motherfuckers who didn't pay attention in school can get the real. So they basically getting this shit firsthand. The thing about it, I feel like the most white supremacist control mechanism, why they in this mindset in the first place, is Christianity and religion. Man-made religion is one of the biggest reasons a lot of blacks are in that mindset. So it's not even more so the history, because they don't pay attention to fucking facts. They pay attention to, you know, whatever motherfucking, that's a book too, and they change that shit up all the time. So it's like they hitting your ass both ways. Not only give me bullshit history, but then the guy you looking up to was given to you by your slave master and is rewritten 1,000 times and not even fucking real. You know about the Council of Nicaea, right?
Nah, put me on.
Okay, the Council of Nicaea was a group of, I want to say Greek, just Europeans, and they came to a table and they wanted to create a god that would help colonize, quote unquote, indigenous people, or they would call them savages. So they came together on one accord. It's really Zeus. Jesus is really Zeus. Hey Zeus. The way they call it like that. The way they say it in Spanish is Hey Zeus.
Yeah.
It's Zeus. And they created this god and they created this story. We set the fucking timeline. Because if you know your true history, you know we go back fucking, they say blacks were at least around 300,000 years ago. Whites only came up 6,000 years ago. And blacks, being who we are, we helped, quote unquote, civilize them. We bathed them and we taught them about history and certain shit. But somehow they got to this point, they wanted to create their own god. Because we were the original gods. You know, we had Anubis, we had Horus, Heru, we had Asar, you know, Egyptian gods, about the oldest civilization. But to erase all this shit of the old, the real gods, they came up with the new gods. You see what I'm saying? And they colonized the world with this shit, and it's stuck ever since. They brought that shit across to the new world. You know, but we were already over here, but it's new to them. When they say anything's fucking new, it's new to them, because you only want something when you don't have it, right? So I only want gold, and I'm only looking for a golden city because we don't have fucking gold. I'm only taking this shit because we lack this. I'm only getting your spices and all this shit in India, whatever, because we don't have this shit in Europe. We eating raw food. We eating spoiled meat. That's what the fuck they was eating. We sleeping with animals. So that's what drove them, because for years, for millennia, you know, the whole time it was in caves and ice, surrounded by ice. So that's what spawns your homosexuality. That's what spawns all this, because let me break this shit down too. Homosexuality came from, okay, the European being in the caves. If you have a child with a woman, you have to take care of the child, right? But if you don't have the resources, you can't fully take care of the child because you're not a fool. So if I want to have pleasure and do some shit like that, I'm going to go fucking sleep with a dude. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about making a kid. You see what I'm saying? So that spawned that whole, it's a survival mechanism that stuck with them. It's a part of their culture, because we was in Africa. It's a tropical continent. We had all the fucking resources, all the, you know, any plant, all the animals, we good. We don't have to worry about running out of fucking resources. So we don't have that problem. We never had, you know, we never resorted to homosexual acts and shit like that. You know, we had kids, many kids. We got 20 different wives and shit like that. That was our culture. But now, at this point in time, in 2019, a lot of blacks are trading that original culture for this European shit. And that's not where we come from. That's why they pushing it on us. You seeing black kids and shit like this, Lil Nas X's, you know, he promoting this shit now. So it's like, they want you to be gay. Just like them. They want you to be sick.
And here's this. Here's this, right? Glad you brought that up, because violence, you know, not, I want to use that. Excuse me. Actions beget the same actions, right? So let's talk about the root here. The issue with all of that is that if you do these things to people, they're only going to do those things to other people. There was a sketch on Saturday Night Live with The Rock. They were doing an evil convention or some shit. So they had to come up with the most evil invention. And one person made an ice beam, another person made a shrink ray. The Rock, he bought a child molesting robot. And they were like, what the fuck? He's just like, oh yeah, yeah, it's simple. Here's how it works. Well, first you molest the robot. And in hopes that it continues the process. And and this is Hollywood for you, so.
And what movie was this? What show was this?
This is SNL, just type
okay, in. Okay. That's but all. It's subliminal. They telling you what the fuck going on.
Yeah, they telling
you. It's up to you to catch on that shit, yeah.
That's it. So that's how it is. Like, motherfuckers, watch. This is why you gotta watch who you have around your kids. You gotta watch who you sleeping with, because everyone is a victim. R. Kelly, bring him up for a second. He is victimizing women because he literally was sexually molested by his mom, his older sister, also the woman who taught him how to sing in the church.
Right.
And what did he do? His innocence was taken, so he took others' innocence. And then and the crazy thing is, in this whole Me Too environment, how many people you've heard, yo, pray for him, he's sick, he needs help, he needs to... No, lock him up, kill him. It's like, no, this came from
right.
Like, and that's all it is, bro. Like, and that's not to justify anything that anyone
does. Yeah, they're not about rehabilitation. We know that society is barbaric. It's barbaric because they don't want to get to the fucking issue. We know the root issue. They don't give a fuck.
No, they don't care.
But the thing about it is, they'd rather say it's natural, it's normal, because now, with the pedophile shit, you see they brought up, it's the same with the LGBT. A lot of people were molested, they become homosexuals, you know, or lesbians, or whatever. So, instead of me saying this happened to me, I'm gonna say I was born this fucking way. So, now they get to the point, people like R. Kelly, they're trying to say, well, you're gonna see it in the next 5 years. I was born this way to like kids, and kids have the right to choose who they want to love. You're going to see this shit in your lifetime, in our lifetime.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So this is where it's going. You're not trying to fix the issue. You're trying to just say fuck it and keep it up. Keep it going.
You want to hear this, though? I'm gonna drop what's some up? Real facts here that people do what's not up? Want to hear. What's up? Pedophilia is a new concept to the Americas. This thing wasn't considered a thing until... 1930s, you still had motherfuckers out here marrying 12-year-olds, marrying 11-year-olds, procreating, doing this.
Right.
This thing was a new concept to the United States of America. Just like, put it this way, alcohol, you already know how prohibition was. It was evil. If you drink, you're going to hell. They just did all of that. All of a sudden, it's legal again. It's A-okay.
Right.
People are easily swayed, and they don't follow their own moral codes and conduct of what is right or wrong. People are told what to think. People are told how to think, but they are not told to think. In general, thinking in general.
Right.
These people are hurt. These people are sick because something has happened to them. Justice system won't rip is fucked up when you kill killers. So you kill somebody who killed somebody. You never showed them why killing somebody was wrong, getting to the depth of why they killed that individual. And it's like, that's the weird thing to me. That's all. You're going to have your good and your evil, whatever that narrative fits to help, you know, further capitalism. We're not going back to pedophilia, right?
Right.
Hundreds of millions of dollars a year are spent to cover up Catholic priest sexual assault charges in this country alone. So this is what this tells me. You cannot get elected as president of the United States. You can't even run and make it unless you actually get backed by a Christian or Catholic church to run a campaign fund and a charity for. So essentially, you want to reason, you want to know why you're here. Even in the '90s, it was prominent. The Catholic Church and pedophilia jokes—they were all over the movies. They were all over television. They're in songs. I remember Lupe was like Catholic priest fondling, and then like he said that in his first album. Like, we know this. This is not a secret.
No, this is not a secret at all.
This leads me to believe that a majority of parents in this country are pieces of shit. A majority of parents in this country are supportive of this. Every dollar you spend goes to pedophilia. You actually can't spend a single dollar in this country without it funding pedophilia. Because why? People who have actual money and who are wealthy, why would they care about money? They don't care about that. They care about living.
Right.
The abortions, you can do this. Please, people, do your Googles. Google body organs cost. If you Google organs
body snatchers and shit,
they'll give you the black part market prices for your body parts. You have body parts you need that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And you got why the fuck is the price on my heart? Why is the price on my lungs and my arms? Who's making it? Who says this shit it costs as much? How would you know? Mm-hmm. It's because it's an industry. You see what I'm saying? Yes. It's a whole industry behind this shit.
Because now, going back to the Rockefeller dude, his autopsy showed that he had 11 different heart transplants.
Wow. Fucking sick.
Eight of them were from black females. Now, keep this. Now, with these abortion laws, because me, I ain't gonna hold you. I am whatever on abortion. I'm not gonna get riled up. At the end of the day, do I support it? No. But people are going to do what they want to do. Even if you make it illegal, bitches going to be grabbing the coat hanger. Now, here's why they're increasing that abortions up to 8 months now. It's because pure-blooded babies, meaning not influenced by the world, not eating GMOs, no tasting alcohol, weed, or any other drugs, just pure, high on the market for price, because these vampires, because vampires do exist, people, wealthy ass vampires, they need blood, hearts, human parts to survive and to keep on surviving, or else they will die. Right. Just like any vampire you see in a fucking movie.
Right.
What did we do? Twilight came about and New Bloods and Originals, all of these shows that glorify the vampire lifestyle, all these media does is prep you for hell. It makes you idolize these sinners and these devils and all that shit.
Right.
Everything is
just like the Jeffrey Epstein thing, like they killed his ass.
Oh,
the plans and shit were behind it. Yeah, so
he was gonna snitch, bro. Yeah. Cause I'll tell you one thing about him. He did not start out that way. He was coerced because, one, it's billions of dollars. We're going to get this random motherfucker to manage this money for us. So now, what he initially did for the pedophile island, he used to actually recruit girls who look like lollies. If you're familiar with Japanese culture, a lolly con is pretty much a pedophile. But they like girls, older women who look like younger women. So that's what he was doing first. He was getting 21 and 22-year-olds who looked like they were 16. And they were like, nah, bro. We need you to get real young girls, or else we're going to do this. We're going to expose you. Because in order for him to get in that position, he either had to kill somebody or sink. So now he's got a full-blown operation here, bro. And he's just used to it. This is what you knew, because same thing how we're acclimated to violence. Like, I watched John Wick 17 times and not blink when he kills a nigga with a pencil or a Uzi or some shit. That's just, but a life is just taken.
Right.
It's nothing. So now you get around that shit all the time,
these politicians, these celebrities, they're used to it now. It's nothing to them. And then when the microscope is on them, they freeze up like, it's too late, nigga. Now your time is up because you're not that high up on the totem pole.
Yeah, somebody got to be a sacrifice. Somebody got to go.
There you go.
And he was getting too close. He was had the Clintons on his list. Fucking Trump. Some of them quote unquote royal family, and so they had killed his ass. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody see this shit.
And that, you know what's everybody crazy, sees people? It. Honestly, this is going to work two ways. One, fight or flight. Me personally, right. I'm gonna be first. I'm not with the shits. Meaning, I'll leave this shit before 2025, like everyone should.
Right.
And well before that, before they imply they do a whole U.S. travel ban, because that's
coming. You got a passport?
Oh, of course.
I gotta give me a fucking passport, bro.
Oh, you bugging?
That's some shit I'm working on right now.
125, bro. You better get the if you book a hell flight. Yeah. Because you can pay for a flight first, they'll send it to you quicker. So even if you're just visiting, you just want to go to Britain or some shit or France, like buy your ticket and then apply for the passport, it'll come faster.
Right.
And if it's the ID will come even quicker than the book joint. But yeah, everyone listening, get your passports because it's coming. Once the first wall goes up, the second wall on Canada is going to go up. And you niggas are fucked.
Yeah, it's a prison country, bro. This shit is not free. Those stripes and stars, those are bars and stars. Those are not stripes. It's a prison country, bro. It's a prison country. Like, we got the most incarcerated fucking people on earth. Like, there's nothing about this bitch's freedom.
Nobody questions that. Like, how you got niggas in the Middle East out here fucking bombing niggas in the name of God, and them niggas ain't like, that's not even a police state. We got niggas out here in jail for child support and weed.
Yeah. It's bullshit. I mean, slavery never ended. Everybody damn near in those penitentiaries look like us. So it's never ended. They just said, you're free until we arrest your ass and you're not free no more.
And that's
basically what this is.
Another thing too, people, this is why I don't like the race conversation. I don't mind the race conversation. I can talk about it all day, but I do want people to know, like my man Lupe said, greed is colorblind. So I'm colorblind. They're going to fuck with yours as soon as they done with mine. So people need to realize, they're messing with the blacks, they're messing with the Latinos, they're messing with, and also Hollywood officially hates gingers. If you haven't noticed, every single this is another thing too. I'm quick on it. It hasn't been blown up yet, but you'll hear it in the media soon. Gingers, y'all need to take y'all shit back, because every ginger character, they're replacing with a black one.
I never noticed that shit. Like, what character have they replaced? I mean, I never paid attention to that shit.
Mary Jane Watson.
Okay.
Remember, everyone's thinking, oh, they're changing the white characters to black. Oh no, they're specifically changing the redheaded ones.
So
the Little Mermaid, black now. Gingers, the South Park tried to warn y'all. They don't like y'all because guess what? Irish people to them were niggers. They were called Irish niggers. Irish people were never welcomed into the white club. Boom.
Why is that, though? What the fuck?
Because remember, a Frenchman and a German nigga and a Spanish. Remember, Spain, white Spain, we're not talking about Hispanic. Right. Spain and all of them niggas who were in the white club, they all look alike. They only did their differences between language. The Irish one was the clear thing. These motherfuckers got red hair and red crotch and shit.
Right.
I don't really
know
about the really fuck. Yeah. That's it. That's why they don't.
That's
fuck
a genetic. What's the word I'm looking for? Mutation. Your fucking hair is red. Your skin is fucking pale. So it's obvious you're inferior. So we don't want you to be that fucking.
Yeah.
Be somebody with the
There we go. So my Irish brothers out there, please, y'all need to wake up. They really trying to get y'all the fuck out of here first, because they're going to start trimming off the fat in the white culture, too. That's what I'm trying to tell people.
I mean, they don't have much time, though. The thing about it is America's becoming more brown, the brown of America. So it's like they say in 30, they're going to be a minority here.
But even so, because me, I'm all about segregation. I like the difference. I love, even if you look at my Instagram page and the models I shoot Asian ones, white ones, black ones, different hues, all of that stuff. I don't care because I love the differences.
Right.
We need to appreciate the differences.
Right.
This whole smudging out of race and culture is not going to solve the problem. It just needs to know how to communicate.
It's not.
Because then you're going to find, if you look at, Hotel Rwanda, These niggas was killing each other over different nose sizes.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
It never stops, bro. Like, I made a post, and I was like, if all white people disappear tomorrow, bro, the quote-unquote white supremacist mindset would still be alive in a lot of white people. Because, you know, they believe in this shit more than they do.
Because, why can't people feel good about themselves without putting other people down? That's just the psychology.
Yeah.
Motherfucking, even for dark-skinned women now, I love dark-skinned women. Not because they're dark-skinned, it's because beauty is beauty. How can you go look at a Kelly Rowland and say that's not beautiful? I can look at Kelly Rowland, and I can look at Scarlett Johansson and be like, that's beauty. Because it's beauty. Right. What's up with these people who have to put down other races in order to feel beautiful? I always stop dark skin.
It's inferiority. They feel like they're inferior. So a superior person don't have to fucking put nobody else down. That's just being real. Like, so that means you are inferior to do all this shit just to put down a certain race or group. Like, this says a lot about you.
Pretty much.
Nobody. We didn't make this shit. We didn't create the system, bro. Like, they created this shit. Racism wasn't a real thing until, with the 1800s, everybody was going by where they come from, tribal or country or region. It was never about black.
I'm not going to hold you, right? I'm going to tell you this right now. Just flip the script. Everyone has their own personal definition, but let's go to the textbook definition. It is a superiority complex that you as an individual or a group feel that you are better than another or individual group based off of skin color and physical features, right? So, with that logic, I'm a racist. Because I personally feel like if your medical books say that I can't get skin cancer because of my level of melanin, you can because y'all niggas are allergic to the sun. And I have more muscles in my body, and I don't have to work out as hard or as much, and I can dominate sports-related fields, that means you are inferior to me.
Right.
That makes me a racist. I don't look at white people and feel like I'm inferior. I'm clearly superior to you genetically. I'm a racist.
Right.
So that's why we need to kill that whole racism talk, because it's a weapon for us to even use it. It's what they want us to do. So I'm all for that. And by that definition, me and a shit ton of other black people are racist. I've never grew up really thinking that a white person looked better than me. Yeah, that kind of shit. Like, you can't get.
But see, until we get power, we can't be truly racist. We can be racist or prejudiced in a way, but we gotta have power.
But here's this: even the desire of power, we're playing their game. That is not our natural.
I mean, just enough to control your own dynamics, your own destiny. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, we should be able to. You see what I'm saying?
I'll put that on you, bro. They have never been able to stop me to do whatever the fuck I felt like doing. I lived in Canada for months. I wanted to go out there. I was a battle rapper for a little bit. I used to go to Europe.
My nephew was half German.
Okay.
And my brother was in the army. I could literally save up enough money and go to, and you guys, please do your Googles again, look up affordable second world countries in the world. There are villas you can live in. You can live in some of these countries for $10,000 a year in U.S. dollars and afford to pay your $40 U.S. rent a month. And
what are you right about this?
Get fucked up on all. The power is in knowledge. We have computers in the size
of course.
A cell phone.
Yeah. As individuals, but like as a group, I'm talking about like as a group, the damage, I'm talking about the damage that's been done in the past because you see what I'm saying? I'm just talking because it affects now. Just like right now, if I do some shit, it's gonna affect. So I'm just saying, right now we have the power to do what the fuck we want to do. Slavery is a choice in 2019. Not so much when the motherfucker got changed. It was even a choice then. You know, but it's up to you to take that risk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing. What do you want? As a man, like, at the end of the day, niggas love Black Panther. At the end of the day, the best part of that movie is Killmonger. He said it right, nigga. There were I watched Spielberg's Amistad. There were mothers who jumped off the boat with their baby because they're like, right. Oh, nah, we're not doing
that. They said, that. Fuck that shit. Right.
So, me being in this country is my choice. At the end of the day, I can leave. Niggas don't leave because they like their white daddy. And nobody wants to leave. Y'all would kill yourselves if y'all didn't have white people to blame shit for. And white people, y'all would kill yourselves if we left. Yo, them niggas left. Oh my God.
Let me say this. slavery is easy. Freedom is hard.
Oh yeah, because you got options. You don't know what to do.
Right. So
you don't know what to do with all this freedom.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I mean capitalism, you need a working class to run your fucking company. They've been $15-$10 paying their jobs. You go to warehouses, it's full of Black people here in Memphis. So then work, so they need a working class. We need these niggas to come to work. If they all left us, business, it's just that simple.
Yeah. You know? That's why I'm working on. I'm working on an anime. I'm not sure what I'm gonna call it yet. I've been working on the story. I want to create a scenario where every single Black person left the United States of America. Literally, just we just caught because one fun fact. The entire population of the United States is over 330 million people can actually live in the state of Texas. That's how much space we actually have in this country.
Yeah, this shit crazy. It's a lot of land out here, bro.
There's a lot of land out here. So I figured there are islands out there that are the same size as New York and Texas.
Yeah.
We purchase an island that can literally just fit Black people. And that's the scenario for this anime adaptation. It's sci-fi.
Okay.
I have a theory that they would not leave us alone. Not out of, you know, greed and all this other stuff would have to do with it, but I really feel like they would be bored out of us, bro.
Yeah, they would. We are the culture, bro. We built this bitch. We from inception. Like, you would not have an American culture without us, bro.
Yeah, they would go crazy.
We talking
crazy.
About from culinary shit to food to music to, I mean, every fucking thing. Clothing. Look at now. Everybody dressing like Black dudes. You know, it's always been there, but I mean, hip hop, culturally, globally, it's every fucking word. This is a Black man's creation. It's a Black culture. It's a, you know, it comes from us.
So with that,
other people, I guess, but you know,
we have to start acting like it. Like one of my homies told me this. It was like crazy how niggas. We had the Negro Leagues in every sport, like especially
exactly.
baseball. So right. What did they do? Jackie Robinson sell out bitch ass. Decide to go play for white people for more fame and notoriety. So this is the issue. We have, how do you have millionaires all across the court and field? These niggas can literally put all their money together and be like, XFL? Nah, now we the BFL, Black Football League. Them crackers are like, oh my God.
They can't stop you. What are they going to
do? No, here's the thing. But niggas don't leave because they like their white daddy.
That's the wild part, bro.
That's the psychological part.
That's the wildest shit. This reality is like a Twilight Zone episode, bro. This reality is crazy.
Them niggas wouldn't know what they're like. Well, who going to run it? And you know why? Because Black people don't trust each other. Like, you are going to go spend your money with a white dude because in your mind, his business acumen is better. You couldn't handle the fact that the nigga said he couldn't pay you on time because other things came up. So I don't work with niggas, blah, 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 blah. But you didn't get shit enough time to become stable. Just like any corporation in this country started with a crime first. And it needed time to get legalized and to have things rolling.
Right. Get the kings out. That's any fucking thing. Anything in life just takes time. You know?
Nah, I mean, but...
This is the thing, though. Like, we were forced to have those leagues. We were forced to have a Negro League, right? So, at this point, the only way niggas would be like, okay, we're going to get our own NBA league, basketball league, our own football league, they have to force us to do that type of shit. Meaning segregation will have to come back, and niggas will be, because at this point we too integrated. And MLK sold us out. They sold us out in the 60s with that shit.
So, I'm all for segregation, bro. Because
here's this.
That does not mean, what it means is sections. Like, hey, this is that.
Exactly.
We can still do business. You can even still go out and party with each other and all of this stuff. It's just like, this is the specific community. And here's the okey-doke. We actually have cities in towns and neighborhoods still. Yeah. Memphis is predominantly black.
Black, right.
So if niggas in Memphis decided to we're gonna only trade with fuck off the dock. And shout out to Off the Dock, but yeah, I got a monopoly around here to do restaurants. It's not gonna hold y'all. All it would take is to start a black owned fishing service or whatever. Cool.
Right.
And then every other person who had a restaurant, because there's plenty of niggas who own barbershops and restaurants.
Right.
Only trade with the black.
Right. It's a code. We gotta have a code, bro. We don't have that's a code. All. We need that's a code. We need is. To write that shit in writing.
Yes.
This is the rules.
We already have the neighborhoods. We already have the neighborhoods. We have them. Yeah. Like,
all you have to do is build your own shit. Nobody's forcing you to go to fucking McDonald's, all these places. You go there willingly. Nobody's forcing you to do this shit.
Hell yeah, bro.
You know, we can make our own fucking shoes and clothing.
That too. You know, so I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Like, I am iffy when it comes to the issues in this country, because it's just like, we don't have to be here. Everything is a choice. I purposely don't go out looking to hurt people. I purposely don't go out to cause harm to individuals.
No.
If everyone was more selfish and more looked out for self, as in like, you know what, I'm gonna take my responsibility as a human being to not try to cause harm to another human being, we would be okay. And if people didn't want to live outside the room, because no one tells you to go buy expensive things. Like, you go to the hood, if you living in poverty, but you got a 50-inch flat screen television, that's a choice. Because you could have actually copped a projector for $125.
Yeah. That's another thing. We have to learn how to, we have to learn how to control our money. Because the shit is expensive doesn't mean shit, bro. Don't you know it takes like $10 to make these funky ass Jordans and all this bullshit? It doesn't cost as much. That's the nature of business. If I'm in a business like I got A-Bar Nation, my shirts. Okay, you think I'm gonna fucking spend $25 to buy this shirt, then whatever else it takes to print my shit on there? No, I'm gonna go get a fucking $10 t-shirt that's high quality, put my shit on it, and charge your ass $25. That's how business works. And they think the more you pay, oh, Louis Vuitton, Gucci. Oh, I'm the shit. No, you're a dumbass. You're a dumbass for spending $200, $300 on a fucking belt.
Now, Pete, here's the funny thing. Like, even when I was selling merch years ago for my battle rap league, I would buy shit in bulk. So I would drop $300 to cop. And this is with the print on them, right? Because they were running the special at this graphic design place.
Right.
So that's for the vector, for an image on the front and the back. It's $325 after tax for 50 shirts. So when I started doing the math, wow, this bulk item is selling me these shirts for very cheap. Imagine had I just bought the textiles.
Right.
And then sold the arm and the little back and front of the shirt myself.
Right.
That would have been even cheaper. So it's just
real shit.
Yeah. So it's like, that's all it is. It's like iPhones cost $17 to make if they sell them for $1,000. That's almost $1,000 profit. Like, no, she's not $1,000. That's 1,000% profit.
Right. Right. Right.
How much you got to time set? I'm bad at math, but you got to time 17 to make. Even if they sold this shit for $34, they make it twice the it cost to make.
They still are making a big ass profit. Niggas not recognizing this shit, bro. A lot of people, your average person, doesn't not think about that. They just thinking, oh, I'm buying an iPhone. They don't think about the process and the business side of things. All this shit is made in China. There's no manufacturers here in America, damn it. Like, they don't make this shit here.
Because we sold out. The whole country sold out. And that's why Kennedy was trying to stop that shit and they killed him.
Yeah, it's about business, bro. America's about, it's a business. It's not even a fucking country. It's a business. It's a
corporation. That's why, yo, Trump and Kanye during their little meeting, I called it, yo, Kanye's hilarious. He literally said, he thought he was being slick. He said, because, yo, in this corporation, I mean, this country of ours, we got to make sure that he looks, yo, I'm like, nigga, I caught that.
Okay,
Kanye.
Yeah, you break this shit down. So, look. So, Trump was a businessman, right? And he's trying to save a dying corporation. Yes. Well, I don't want to even say this shit. I think he's probably trying to liquefy this bitch because he's showing the real true nature of this business. True. So, if they got all this fucking debt, what do you do once you're in debt into a company? You got so many options, right? You're either gonna liquefy or have somebody buy this bitch. It becomes a new company, right? So, who's in the best position to buy America? He's trying to liquefy America. So I say America might not be around in the next 100 years. So either they're going to sell America to China or somebody else, Russia. They're going to sell this motherfucker. That's what you do to all failing businesses.
Yo,
you see what I'm saying?
I'll tell you right now,
China already owns some of the land, bro.
I'll tell you right now, bro. There's that because I subscribe to part of that too. But I'm also a conspiracy theorist. So I'm always thinking of even irrational shit. England will never sell America. And just so people know, because England is not a part of Parliament anymore. Excuse me, I'm bugging. Parliament's part of England. Excuse my terminology. England is not with the whole Europe shit. That's why you still have England has a pound. Britain will never give up their currency. The euro is because everything else in Europe.
Mainland Europe has that shit. Yes. Yeah, the euro.
So that's why the pound is still worth four times what the euro is. England still owns America, and England will never give up ownership of America. England is only going to give China partial ownership because they see that it's becoming that powerhouse because they have the numbers now. They got the over a billion citizens. So they need to go to war. What's them spending 10 million soldiers? We don't even have 10 million soldiers in this
country.
Hell
nah.
It's
over with, bro.
Oh, yeah. They can literally be like, yo, we'll sacrifice 20 million niggas right now, not bad enough.
And they will do that shit.
They'll do it. They do it every day because, bro, they kill babies. And this, thank you for bringing this up. You guys want to know why China's winning? Going back to my vampires, the wealthy motherfuckers who really run the world. The vampires in China have an abundance of blood and heart transfusions because they kill babies legally over there. Right. If you birth a woman and you are not of a certain class in society, that woman's getting sacrificed for selling that baby to the higher up. That's why China's winning fucking business. Ain't got nothing to do with business. It's the fact that they can keep producing sacrifice.
Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody you can't do nothing to stop it. America can stop this shit. Nobody can stop it.
They out fucking us. Yeah,
real shit. Like, they got a billion fucking people, bro. A billion.
They'll toss 20 million of them niggas come over here right now. Just bomb some shit.
They could invade this bitch. That's why it's a real tight, bro. Like, they on their economic, you ever play Civilization? They're trying to get an economic fucking win. The game. You ever played this shit?
Nah, heard of it.
Okay, it's the game concept. You could win by so many ways. You could win by a cultural victory, economic victory, war victory, taking your shit over, and I think it's one more. I think that's it. Let's go back with them. They're trying to win with an economic fucking victory right now. But if that shit doesn't, if they try to fuck their money up, they could easily just come and take this bitch over, invade America. You know what I mean? And America has this propaganda. We know we're number one, and that's not the case no more, bro. That was probably the case 100 years ago, but right now they could do that shit, and that's what Trump and all these niggas know. They know that shit, bro. I got a slick beef with China though because they taking up land in Africa too. Africa's about to have a population boom, so they trying to get in early to develop Africa with infrastructure and shit like that. But the Africans are getting into this fucking debt with China. You see what I'm saying? So, like, eventually you have to pay that debt off to these people. And it's, if I say, like, I follow Marcus Garvey, I listen to what he say, Africa for the Africans. But they coming over there and they migrating there. And it's like, bro, watch this shit because, you know, the little textiles and shit that Africans make, they already cut this shit out. They're getting imports from China. How are you letting China send you shit that is, you originated in your fucking land. How are you Nigerian and you letting fucking China import fabrics that you made?
Yo, Pete.
What the fuck?
Pete, this is why I want to, because I do have to go soon. I want to end this on a nihilistic positive note.
Right.
That's what I believe in, nihilism. I don't believe anything and everything is pointless. What you make, what you make important to you is what you make important to you, but none of this shit is real. None of this shit
right.
So, but I will end on a more positive note. Everything comes full circle, people. We are the original people, hence everything else and everyone else comes from us. Yeah, they're going back home. That's all the Chinese people are doing. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, there are black Chinese people still.
Right.
Due to migrations and mutations and stuff of that nature. That's why you have white Chinese people. That's why you have white anything. This is simply what we're doing to ourselves.
Right.
We kind of stop looking at each other as different. It's kind of hard to break that rhetoric. It is. It's really hard to break the rhetoric, and it's not going to happen anytime soon. Not in this lifetime, in my personal opinion. But keep in mind that we are all the same. No one is better than nobody. All this stuff happening is really caused by us. We did this. Right. Like, you remember Ace? Remember, you seen Payton Fool, right?
Yeah.
What did he say in the beginning of the movie? He was laying on the stretcher and they're like, "Who, sir, who did this to you? Who did this to you?" He said, "I did."
Yeah.
He did that. He took ownership for bringing in and changing things and doing, because remember, the fastest road to hell, excuse me, no, the best way to put, I'm misquoting right now, but.
Go ahead, paraphrases it, yeah. Just go.
There we go, yeah. Paraphrasing. The easiest way to hell is, the fastest way to hell is paved with good intentions.
Hmm.
We thought going around and educating and teaching them how to bathe and trading spices and opening ourselves right. up to the world was a good thing. And now we're in hell.
Right.
Had everyone paid attention and just stayed to themselves, we wouldn't be in this mess. Now, what are niggas preaching? Before it was, let us in. We want to drink for your water fountains. Well, how can we get
right,
in
right.
the restaurant? No, we had our own
right.
restaurant. We had our exactly. own fountain. We had our own everything. And now, what are niggas preaching? Get your own. No, it's too late. Y'all were the same niggas who sold us out in the first place. Now, right. how Jesse Jackson gonna go around and preach, yeah, Bob Black and do all this?
Because they see that failure they fucking ways now. Like, they old and gray. Now they're like, fuck, we fucked up, bro.
Yeah, you know, like,
said he integrated his people into a burning house.
There
he did.
Go, man. So, that's what I want to end that off with. Like,
hey, God, I got one more question though, before you leave. This is the staple question. Do you believe in extraterrestrials? Just yes or no.
We are the extraterrestrials. Human beings do nothing for this planet. Nothing. If you look at the bees, the flowers, the plants, except for wasps. Wasps are from hell for some reason. They don't do anything.
Okay.
But every other creature on this planet does something for this planet. Human beings contribute nothing but destruction. We are a virus. And that's why I'm not having children. I can't wait for this whole shit to blow up. That's that.
Oh shit.
That's all I gotta
say. Well, I can feel part of it, bro. Yeah. Shit, man. I can feel that to an extent. I feel like that. That's for sure. Yeah.
But shit. Oh
man.
Well,
yeah, man. So I guess that's the end of our episode. Episode 2. That's a wrap. Majin James has been real, bro.
Be real too, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. And prosperous. Nah, man. Hope this thing gets to where you want it to go.
All right. Peace out, bro. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Peace out.
All right.